Detroiters have started voting in the city's primary election. For the first time in a dozen years, Mayor Mike Duggan is not seeking re-election. The candidates vying to replace him differ on the specific policies they want to pursue, but most agree one of Detroit's pressing needs is increasing its supply of affordable housing. Candidate Danetta Simpson says she has a plan to address the situation. Simpson tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter she wants to create a program that helps residents pay to fix up their existing housing.
What I would do is, as far as the neighborhoods, I will set up an insurance program for the residents to pay into it for repairs for their homes. And we're not going to go by income. We're only going to go by that they're occupied and that they are on the tax rolls. Ownership. All you have to do is show proof of ownership and pay a monthly fee or a yearly fee. And we will all put this money in one particular bank account, let it draw interest, and then go to repairing our neighborhoods. I will also freeze the property taxes while we're doing these repairs. And I will also grandfather the property taxes for people that's been in the neighborhoods for more than 20 to 30 years. Crime in our communities are out of hand. Gun control is out of hand. I'm standing to prevent guns from falling into the wrong hands. Now, don't take me wrong. We do not want to take your firearms. We just want responsible owners. And there's people out here that cannot own firearms.
So what would you do to keep them out of the wrong hands?
I will have enforcement in public places to search or to post a signage stating that their firearms are prohibited from being here from people that's not licensed to have them. And we need the trafficking law, the gun trafficking law. That will stop the drive-by shootings in the neighborhoods. At least we have a law on the books to prevent them from happening. I know we can't control the way an individual thinks. But if we have the law on the books and we start practicing, maybe they won't commit those crimes. Like parks and stuff, kids getting killed at the parks, getting wounded up at fireworks at large crowds of places, concerts, bars. We can control some of that. And it's time for us to make our public places safe, fix up our neighborhoods. That way our children will not see blight again.
Detroit will be running out of the pandemic relief money that the city used for various projects that's been allocated. Just about every candidate running for mayor now says the city needs to find some new sources of revenue. Do you agree with that? And if so, what places would you look to find new revenue?
Yes, I do agree with that. But everyone, like I said, they're not eligible for loans. So under this program, insurance deterioration, this will cover everyone. This will bring revenue as far as repairing the homes, as far as gutters, porches, roofs, sidewalk repairs, your fences, your garages, etc. We got to get the homes fixed up and safe, and people can live in livable conditions.
You had talked, too, as part of that, about instituting some new policies regarding trash pickup in the city.
Yes, that can be revenue for the city as well, because there are people out here that's not paying for trash pickup. And I know apartment buildings have a different ordinance, but I'm talking about if everyone paid for trash pickup, including tenants, with their occupancy certificates, okay, that will help deter blight in the neighborhoods. Because when tenants have to vacate premises, they leave the premises full of trash. And then some of them take the trash and put them on the streets where they don't belong. So I feel that they need to pay for a trash fee.
Some of the other candidates had mentioned possibly having to start some local taxes, the service taxes, different things. Would you favor that kind of approach as well?
No.
Why not?
Because I feel that we've been taxed enough. And that's the old way to do things. Raising taxes, cutting here, cutting there. We need some new ideas. We can't run the city the old way. And the old way is not the new way. They still trying to run the city when the taxes first started on the properties. We can't keep taxing the citizens.
Well, the person that's been running the city for about the last dozen years, Mayor Mike Duggan, is not going to be running it anymore. As you're well aware, he's not going to run for re-election. He's going for governor. When you look at what Duggan has done, do you see things that you want to build on that he's done, or is there some other directions you think the city should go? What's your view?
Well, the difference between him and I, he were previous a Democrat, and I have always been an independent. And I have suggested some of my ideas to his administration, and he have done so. And those ideas are criminal expungements, swapping the old jail for Gilbert to buy the new site to develop on. I have been a part of the change, and I would like to continue the change. And this insurance will be a change for Detroit.
You yourself have made a couple of runs previously for mayor and some other offices. When you're coming out this time, is there something that you see differently that you can propose than in the previous campaigns you had?
Well, I will say I still had the same ideas, but when you don't have the money to reach the people, when you don't have radio time, television time, and you don't have the money for mailings, then you can't reach all the constituents like the other candidates can.
So this time you think you're getting your message out more widely?
Yes.
I typically ask just about everybody when they're running for an office, whatever it would be, what their pitch would be in the end to voters. So what would you tell them? Why would you be the best candidate for mayor compared to all the others that are running right now?
Because I will show independent thinking. Like they want to raise the taxes. I have something to offer the citizens that we don't need to raise the taxes. We just need to stand on our own 2 feet and we can fix our neighborhoods ourselves. I will be an independent thinker instead of a dependent thinker.
Dependent on what?
Dependent upon the old. And it's not the old that needs to take us to the next level. We need fresh ideas in here.